This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I'm concerned. I saw one video, one podcast where a doctor was concerned about all of next year, too. There are two different kinds of, this is slightly off topic, but it's on the forefront of my mind, worrying about cold for the next 2 years, because they have these two different kinds of Tommy John. There's the full regular Tommy John we've all grown up knowing and loving. And then there's this somewhat recent new version that this Dr. Alatras does. That's kind of a bracing. I couldn't tell you the difference. You know, again, I'm not Aaron Rodgers. I can't speak eloquently on these kind of things. But there's some sort of difference where the timetable is not as long of a recovery. We still don't know which one he's had. Like, I guess Brian Cashman in the interview, and I haven't seen a report now. Brian Cashman said in the interview that we won't know until after the surgery. Maybe it's one of those things where they open them up and get a better look at it and then decide which version of the surgery they're going to perform. But Brian Cashman said that in the interview, and I haven't seen anything reported since on which one Gerrit Cole had. But he did say that we won't know until after the surgery which one of the surgeries he had. One is a straight year and the other one can be up to 16 months, 18 months, half a year and a half. And if it's the full Tommy John and a 36-year-old starting pitcher, you know, needs a year and a half recovery, what's a year and a half from right now? September? Maybe August? I mean, you're talking about the idea of possibly, with the timing of this, losing Cole for 2 seasons, which is devastating. And I know we want to talk about, and here's a thing I'll push back on, because the Yankees did have an opportunity, I suppose. I saw people, there was confusion on how the contract was handled last year. Or, I'm sorry, in this offseason, where he opted out and then kind of pulled it back and they came to the same agreement. Buster only did report that the Yankees did have the opportunity to walk away completely. And here's what I'll say. Yeah. And I saw Boomer put out a thing. They should have walked away. It would have been the smartest thing. And sure, right now he had Tommy John surgery. How could you not say letting him walk would have been the better idea? I'll push back on it a little bit, because yes, it counts for the salary cap. And this is the big thing. Yes, it counts against the salary cap, or against, I shouldn't, the Yankees treat it like a salary cap, but it's not a salary cap. It's a luxury tax. His contract will still count against the luxury tax, but they're getting 80% of the money back through insurance. So, like, yeah, if he misses 2 years, there's no way, obviously, he should have left. And I'm not even saying they shouldn't avoid that it was the right thing to do to bring him back. I'm just saying right now, this year, it's $9 million to have Cole on your team. And if he's back and pitching in the postseason next year and healthy, you don't want Cole back? Like, letting him go and not having him for the next, if he's back next year halfway through the year and he pitches through August, September, and he's there for the postseason, Like, and this year, it's only costing you $9 million, and then whatever else on the low, you're getting that money back for the New York Yankees, and they should be reinvesting that money. It's not a disaster to still have Cole on the team. Would they have been better off letting him go? I guess. But also, at the same time, in a year from now, or a year and a half from now, as they're getting ready, hopefully with a bunch more money spent, and a, you know, Tucker on the team, and Vladimir Guerrero on the team, and you know, Murakami, whatever his name is, in Japan coming here, you know, after the Yankees spend their, you know, $750 million in payroll next year, and a favorite to win the World Series, as they head for the postseason, I think I'm going to be happy that Gerrit Cole is a member of the team. I'm not ready to just say, man, they really blew it not letting him go. I understand that point. I can't push too hard against it. All I'm saying is right now, he's going to make $9 million this year. The Yankees are getting that money back, and they should be willing to reinvest it. And that's what's bothering me today, as we heard from Brian Cashman. Because I agree with what a lot of Brian Cashman said. I don't necessarily put it at the feet of Brian Cashman, because this is about the owner. Now, you could argue it's the mismanagement by Brian Cashman that leads to a $300 million payroll with holes in the team. Yes, I agree with that. How could you not? He's the one who puts the team together. They're $300 million. I mean, Cole's a pretty damn good pitcher. He got hurt. Luis Gil was the rookie of the year. He got hurt. Giancarlo Stanton, when they traded for him, they gave up nothing to get the MVP off of a year where they went to Game 7 of the ALCS. That's a Yankee move. People say, oh, when was the last time the Yankees haven't been the Yankees? They went to Game 7 of the ALCS and traded for the National League MVP. That's not being the Yankees. They lost in 19, Game 6, against the Houston Astros. They turned around and gave Gerrit Cole the biggest starting pitcher contract in history and stole away the Astros ace. That's not being the Yankees. Today, Brian Cashman didn't sound like the New York Yankees, and that's my main issue. And if you listen to Brian Cashman today, he said a bunch of different things, and let's start with the things I agree with. One, there aren't a lot of options right now for the starting pitching. Like, that's the question, because they lost Cole. They've lost Luis Gil for half the year at the least. Hopefully that's it. And so it's like, what are you going to do? How are we going to impact this rotation? What are you going to do? Let's go trade for Sandy Alcantara. Let's go do this. Dylan Cease is still available. Go trade for this one. Go trade for that one. Go give up, you know, I don't, people think you can give up, you know, Oswaldo Cabrera and go get Sandy Alcantara. You have to give up Jason Dominguez and, you know, let's start with Jason Dominguez, who I saw again, you know, a ball landed down the line. And so, of course, here we go. He can't play left. But, like, that, you're starting with him and probably Spencer Jones. You're talking about trading for one of the better young pitchers in the sport. What do you think you're going to get? What do you think you're going to have to give up? Like, right now, I agree with Brian Cashman. There aren't a lot of options in the pitching market, right? And I get that. And some of the free agent options, whether it's Kyle Gibson or Lance Lynn or whatever, like, those aren't exciting options that make me feel better. Hell, do you even feel confident those guys step into the rotation as it's presently constituted? Will Warren is better an option for me than any of those guys. Now, you want some depth? Sure. But there really isn't anything to do to impact this rotation. There really isn't. This is the rotation, and I'm fine with it. I am. I still think it's a good rotation. It's still one of the better rotations. Luis Gil is coming back. I feel okay with where the starting pitching is. It was their strength. It was a force. It was the best in the American League. It was what was going to carry them to a division title and a World Series appearance. That's gone. I'd be a fool to not tell you that has evaporated. But the idea that they're awful, look at what happened last year. We were in the same spot. The rotation sucks. Gerrit Cole's down for half the year. What are they going to do to make an impact? How do they fix the rotation? And they had the best rotation in baseball for the first half. They had the second lowest ERA in all of baseball in the first half. Let's let things play out. The pitching is still not where I'm focused.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.